This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. NC 410 north of Silver Spoon at Collier was blocked after a collision between a log truck and a pickup this morning. One person was transported to hospital with serious injuries. We have more information on this incident at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Paul Rokenbach is the new police chief for the city of Whiteville. City Manager Darren Curry announced on Tuesday that the former sheriff's detective will take the reins after Douglas Ipock retires in February. Dry air and high winds are increasing the fire danger today and potentially for the next several days. North Carolina Forest Service is discouraging outdoor burning until conditions improve. No burn bans have been issued for our area, but extreme caution is advised if you must burn outside. Even after last week's winter storm, many areas are still considered to be under drought conditions. A 17-year-old Whiteville High student is recovering after she was struck by an SUV on Monday. Whiteville police said the student was dropped off on Lee Street and was crossing the street when she stepped into the path of an oncoming vehicle. Her injuries were not life-threatening, but she was transported to Novant, New Hanover. The driver was cited for an expired inspection. Whiteville police have released more information about Thursday's shooting at Kent Place Apartments. Curtis Gowans, age 32, was transported to Novant, New Hanover after he was shot during a dispute with Jim Brown Lee, age 60. Gowans was transported to Columbus Regional, then transferred to Wilmington. The investigation is ongoing. Charges have not been filed in the case. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has caused the destruction of a turkey flock in Sampson County. The Department of Agriculture said the commercial flock of around 100,000 birds is the second confirmed case so far this year, and the 12th in North Carolina due to the latest outbreak. Eight backyard flocks have also been confirmed with HPAI. See the story on our website for more information. State Attorney General Jeff Jackson has filed a lawsuit against the federal government over the temporary pause in all government grants and loans. President Donald Trump announced the freeze in an executive order on Monday. Multiple states have joined into the complaint. Jackson said the freeze would cut off hurricane relief funding, cripple law enforcement, and endanger school lunch programs. Saturday's benefit plate sale for the children of Mystic Crib raised more than $10,000. The proceeds were divided evenly between her daughters Rhea and Kyla and her stepson Maddox. Kyla is still hospitalized at UNC Chapel Hill, recovering from injuries sustained in the crash that killed Misty. Maddox is recovering at home. Automobile and homeowners insurance rates are going up for many North Carolinians. The increase approved by the Department of Insurance was significantly less than that was requested by insurance companies. Insurers are reeling from losses from Hurricane Helene and Tropical Storm 8. They are also faced with increasing coverage requirements for drivers due to new state legislation. The Veterans Memorial Park Committee will meet Thursday at the fairgrounds at 6:30 p.m. New volunteers and members are welcome. Call 910-840-3848 for more information. Pastor Kevin Taylor will speak at United Faith and Hope Church in Evergreen on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. The church is located at 56 His Drive. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.